Hey guys, this is Mackenzie and welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to be telling you how I went on this lovely journey to making my cookies that I've almost perfected and I'm pretty proud of. So the best way to start off is with your ingredients. I bought one whole lemon and I used it for both the zest and the juice that I put in my batter. I needed 2 refrigerated eggs. I bought 1 box of Betty Crocker lemon cake mix. This is the best cake mix to use for these cookies. It just makes them really light and fluffy. Then you're gonna need 1/3 cup of powdered sugar and then 1/3 cup of vegetable oil. And that can be any kind that you prefer. It doesn't really matter. So after you've laid out all of your ingredients, you're gonna wanna preheat your oven to 350 degrees. And then take a cooking sheet and place it inside of a pan. And following that step, I personally like to take a non-stick spray and lightly spray over that so that your cookies do not stick to the sheet and they're just easier to peel off once they are done. After that, you just set the pan to the side and you're going to take a large mixing bowl and put the cake mix, the Cool Whip, and the egg into it. And then you're going to mix that until you get a nice, like, thicker consistency, and you don't want any lumps in it whatsoever because that's what makes your cookies flat and not a fluffy, airy cookie. So you make sure to mix it really well and get a really nice dough. After I've made my dough, I take this ice cream scoop. It's a small ice cream scoop. And I just scoop out little pieces of dough and then I roll them around in powdered sugar and coat them really nicely and then set them to the side with the pan that I put the nonstick cookie sheet on. When putting my dough on the pan, I like to make sure that they are 2 inches apart. This way your dough does not fuse into one big cookie, because if that were to happen, you're not going to cook that cookie evenly all the way through. It's going to be really doughy in some spots, really done and burnt in others. And it's just definitely not going to be pretty. You're not going to have any presentable cookies. It's just going to be a really big mess. So I suggest 2 inches between each cookie. If you were to go larger than that, I feel like you're just wasting a lot of space on the pan. And you're not using your time very efficiently. Speaking of time, you're going to cook these cookies for 8 minutes. At 350 degrees, but I suggest keeping an eye on them because they can be done a little sooner or they might need to go in a little longer depending on how you like your cookies and what your desire is as a finish. You can also take a toothpick and like stick in between the cookies, and as long as it comes out clean, then they're good and they're done, and that's all you really do. You probably should put them in a container. I suggest putting them in a container. I don't know why that was so hard to get out. And this keeps them like sealed and fresh, and they don't get all hard and gross as time goes on. Now for the fun part of this podcast. I struggle with baking really hard. I think it's mainly because I don't like to follow the directions. I don't know why that is, but it just is that way. So I made sure this time that I was going to follow directions, I was going to follow this recipe, but then realizing that I made some tweaks that I feel really made my cookies mature and a nice taste. So it suggested that I used like dried lemon and all of this other artificial flavors, and I did not like that whatsoever. I wanted my cookies to be really natural and, you know, just really good. And I feel like my recipe that I altered made it that way. But in my failed attempts, I gave some to my mom. I've gave some to my grandma. I've just passed them around my family, you know, trying to make them perfect. And I've gotten a lot of feedback. So the first time I made them, I did not make the dough very thick and it was kind of lumpy. So they were kind of like gross and had this weird kind of texture that was kind of too chewy. And my mom gave me that feedback. And then the second time I made them, I was making them with the dried lemon. And my grandma tasted them and said, like, it felt like it was too much lemon, but a fake lemon taste. So she suggested that I use a real lemon. And once she suggested that, it really helped pull out a nice flavor. And I'm very thankful for the feedback that I was given. So yeah, thanks, Mom and Grandma.
Okay, so I thought I'd bring a very special guest into our podcast today. And her name is Fallon Lacey. Give a round of applause for Fallon. Yeah, so Fallon decided to make cookies as well. And I think it's a great idea for her to share her story on why it's so special that she makes cookies now.
I make cookies now because when you get sad and depressed, you just eat cookies and then you just eat them. And then you get more sad because you ate a whole batch of cookies. So it's like a fun little game to play.
Oh, yeah. I can't relate. But, you know, it's fine. I suck at baking and I burn almost everything. So I decided to learn how to make cookies. That was my idea.
Cookies are not fun to make. I hate it. I've hated this experience my whole life since I started. It's absolutely garbage. It takes so much time. It's a lot easier to just go to the store and buy them, even if they're more garbage than the ones that you've made.
They don't taste that good.
I don't care. You can buy it and then eat it in the car, you know?
It's very true.
Listening to XXXTentacion.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess if that's...
That is what I call a day. That's a day equals success right there.
So 20 times was not fun for you?
No, I hate it. I hate it with my life because we have soccer and that takes up most of my time.
Baking is kind of time consuming.
Yeah, I don't have time. I have schoolwork. I can't just be making cookies. I'm not a chef, nor is it back where women have to cook 24/7.
That's another argument for another time. But thank you, Fallon, for joining us today. I really appreciate that. And thank you for sharing your story on why you think it's depressing to cook.
Thanks. Also, on Wednesday, we're having a soccer game, and we're going to try to beat Jefferson, so please come. Please and thank you. Mwah.
So, my experience with my 20 time, I just thought I'd let you guys know, is, I think, kind of positive. It made me learn how to bake. I feel pretty proud of that. And I didn't like the time that I had to put into it, but it turned out worth it, I guess, in the long run. And I'm just so thankful for this experience, you know, because we're high school kids learning how to do stuff to go be on our own. Also, my 20 time project has shown me I can take these skills into college. I can bake in college. I'm not going to starve because I'm going to be able to bake cookies. That might not be the healthiest option, but I mean, it's an option. It's better than having no food. It's teaching me responsibility. And I think that's very important. And that's all I got to say about that. So,
yeah, back to me. It's Fallon again. I was just going to say that the last episode I was in was a joke. Cooking is so much fun.
Thank you, Fallon.
Yes, so much fun. You can maybe cook for your children that you may have or not have at the moment. You can do all sorts of grand things. You can be a chef and make money. You can put cookies in like a competition and they fight to the death. I'm just kidding. And then you can get a prize money, and everyone loves money.
Money!
So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, cooking can get you places. People are walking by and they're being very rude while I'm talking in this podcast. Oh, and it's actually annoying. So
maybe life lesson. Don't do podcasts while at school.
Yes, don't do podcasts while you're at school. But you know what you should do at school? Think about cooking. Thank you.
Thank you guys for joining my podcast. I hope it made you laugh, taught you some stuff, and you know, you enjoyed my good friend Fallon Lacey. So thanks for joining, and I'm signing off.